Did you take a picture?
I did.
Ni me avisas. A veces
I for
somos
sure
otros sin los
did.
headphones.
One, two. Hi, guys. Welcome to On the Menu podcast. We are so excited to be back after a week-long vacation from not recording. Not really. We did wanted to record, but there wasn't enough time in the day.
That's right. And you didn't have signal. You were off the grid.
Literally off the grid. I didn't have any signal. What carrier do you have? Do you have Verizon?
I love Verizon, but I have T-Mobile.
And I have T-Mobile as well. So T-Mobile was no bueno. Hey, T-Mobile, you need to do better. But yeah, I didn't have any signal. Nada. And the weird thing was that the rooms where we were staying at the mountain lodge, they didn't have Wi-Fi. So if you wanted
That
to have
would have been a red flag for me.
So if you wanted Wi-Fi, you had to go to the visitor center or you had to go to like where you check in. So whenever I wanted to like upload a story or something,
You
I
had to
had to
go.
go there. And funny story was that the second day we were hiking and I had signal throughout the whole hike, like up in the mountain. I was like, well, I think I'm staying up here.
That's funny.
Wait, when you went, was it like super hot? It was
Yes.
July.
I think it was probably the same weather as right now. Yes, it was very, very, very hot. Especially, I felt the hottest. What is that trail where it's like Mexico and the US?
My gosh, Santa
That one
Elena
was the
Trail.
hottest. I don't know why.
Dude, I have so many stories to tell you. Go, go,
Yeah, I think we just made it like halfway. There's like some little stairs. And then like, did you see the signs that you're not supposed to take like rocks from the, 'cause it's like little diamonds. I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
I
did you take
actually stole
rocks?
one, yes. I actually lost it. I don't even know where it's at.
I took a rock from one of the trails that we did and I forgot it at the hotel. I left it on the windowsill.
Ay, Dios mío.
So, Chisos, I stayed in room 204. If you can please go ahead and send me that rock over. No, but for people that don't know, we're talking about Big Bend. Yudi went like, I think 2 years ago. And I went this past weekend for Memorial Day. We were out there for from Friday to Tuesday. So anyway, we wanted to do the Balance Rock Trail, but
Oh, I was
that
gonna ask you
one,
about that.
dude, that one was there's nothing. Like it's literally like
Yes.
walking through the desert. And we usually started the day very early, like around 8. We were already hiking. So by the time we came down from another trail, it was like already 12:30, and it was impossible to go to the Balance Rock because it was so hot. We tried to go to it. It was at, I think it was 1:30. The temperature was 107. I was like, there's no way we're gonna do this right now. We're gonna die here in the desert. And we went to this place in Terralingua. It had a little bookstore in it, and there was a book called Death in Big Bend.
Oh,
Dude, somebody died at the Balance Rock. They went in and I think got lost and they didn't have enough water and the temperatures were 107, 108, and that person died. So this book is like the chapters are people that have died at Big Bend, like
no.
during
Why?
hikes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Funny story is that one of our friends that we met in VI at the wedding we went to in February, she was there in Big Bend too. And I saw in her story that she bought that book. So I was like, well, that's interesting. I kind of want to order that book now.
Just get it on your Kindle.
I should. But
Yeah,
no,
that.
the trip was really fun. We did the Santa Elena Canyon. I almost heat stroke, I could think, and I could feel my chest like I wanted to panic because I was like, oh my gosh, like I want to leave. It's too hot. And then I took off my bandana and poured some ice and water on it and put it on my back. But then luckily we made it all the way down and there was like a big, big shade. So we stayed there for, I want to say like for 45 minutes just to tranquil off. Dude, it was hot, but it was fun. It was worth it. It was really, really fun.
I know. I think the best time to go to Big Ben is probably around like March.
Yeah,
March
early
or April.
spring. I've heard that early spring or like fall, late fall would be good. So the place that we stayed in has been open since 1964. So it's a lodge in the middle of like the Chisos Mountains. So the lodging place is called Chisos Mountains Lodge. Anyway, they're gonna close it down. We were like literally the last people that were staying there because they're gonna renovate it. It's gonna be closed for 2 years. Did you do the mountain trail?
Which one?
Sorry, not the mountain, the Window Trail.
I don't know. I think we did like three, the rock one, and then we did, I think the Chisos is one. I think we got lost in that one.
The window one is in the Chisos Mountains.
I don't know. I just know that we got lost in one and I was panicking because I was hot. But we did have a little fan that sprays water. That really helped.
Yeah, there was a lot of kids in the trails, and I saw a lot of kids that had that little fan.
Yeah, and then they sell like some cooling towels and they are like fresh. Did you see any mountain bears? Did you see those signs?
I saw
Or
a mountain
tigers?
lion.
Mountain lions.
I
That's
saw one.
scary. What did
I
you
didn't see.
do?
So we didn't see it on the trail during the day. We didn't see a mountain bear or a mountain lion. So we were driving back to Chisos from Terralingua, and our lodge is, like I said, through the mountain. So we're coming down in the car. And I was looking outside, and on an overlook, the mountain lion was just like standing there, like just moving his tail. I was like, Carson, there's a mountain lion. And he's like, where? And he was like, should I go back? I was like, go back so you can see it. But we never saw it. It was kind of like a bigger than a regular cat, with a big, thick tail and like rounded ears. But I didn't see any like snakes, anything bad like out on the trails. I kept saying to myself, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Yudi was out here in July doing these
Yes.
trails. Like it's hot.
Yeah, I know. I know I was looking at you. I thought it was gonna be more fresh because I mean it's May, but then I was like, oh my God, he's out there. And Donald was like, oh, they got our the same weather. Were you able to see the stars? Because when we went, we
Gosh.
didn't because it was cloudy. Like it was hot in the day, but at night there was a lot of clouds, so we didn't even see the stars.
The first night it was super cloudy. So the first night we couldn't see the stars, but all the other nights I'm trying to look for the picture. Look, this is a first night. You can't even see the stars 'cause it was so cloudy. Like there's some right there,
I
but
mean,
the
you
rest
can a
was like
little bit,
cloud.
yeah.
But then look at the ones that I took, like the day that we were coming back, we woke up super early. Look at that. I want to post them like later. I was gonna do it like a post of
That
only the
looks
stars.
cool. I don't know who posted it. Was it you or Carson that posted it? Was it that one?
I don't know.
I was
I
actually
posted
gonna
one.
screenshot it and put it as my wallpaper.
I can send you some. I think we were lucky enough to like see the stars. And at night it was super fresh. It was like 63. It went all the way down to 59. I was like, it's crazy that it goes all the way to 107.
I think we need to go. We should
We
go
need
all
it.
together like in the spring, but we need to go to Marfa. Remember we had planned to like go to
Wanted to go like for a day and then come back to Austin.
Yes, we wanted to go to the Prada store and the little Target, which that doesn't even exist anymore.
The
The little
Target.
Target, I think they brought it down.
I saw someone post that there was like a little Buc-ee's.
Yeah, but I think I heard that Bucky's wanted to take it down because I guess they didn't allow that or something.
Gosh,
They're
Buc-ee's
using
trying to come
their
from the
image.
coin.
Well, oh my God. I
Did
want
you
to go to
guys go?
Utah as well.
Yes, me too. Carson and I were talking about it. Like, we should have like a group of like people and go to trails and stuff like that. So let me go ahead and put you on the list. We'll be sending out invites. Judy and Donald. No, but yeah, we should do it. We should do it. And I started a new thing. I was wearing that like bucket hat type thing.
Yeah.
Not a bucket hat, but like a hat. Dude, that helps a lot. I used it every day. I am going to start collecting like national
I know, I saw that.
pins,
I was
and I'm
like,
gonna
what
put
is that? You're giving Boy Scout.
it.
I like your outfits. Like, you look very
I
hiker.
know. First outfit, the one. It looked like I was like a park ranger or something like, hi guys, welcome to your introductory course. And look at my shirt. It's from like Smokey the Bear.
God. Yeah, you do.
But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I need to buy more like hiking shorts and stuff like that. But I guess we're in our hiking era in this household.
That's funny. But it looked good. It looked good. That's what matters.
What about you? What have you been up to? What did you do this weekend?
I've been having a slow life.
A slow week.
A slow week. You know how people are
Good.
making like slow mornings, slow
Yes.
life. I've been reading. I actually finally finished The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
You finished it?
Yes, you need to finish it.
Is it good?
Yeah. You're
It
like,
gets
what?
good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just crazy. But yeah, if anyone wants to read it, it's like a Hollywood drama, you would say. Oh, and I finished a little miniature board that you gave me. It
I
took
saw
me a
that
week.
like whenever you Snapchatted me, I saved them so I can come back and look at him because I didn't have signal. How was it? Was it hard?
Dude, like, you literally have to put together everything. Like, I was telling Chad on, I thought this is gonna be a little, like, it's not hard. It's just like time consuming and like
Yeah.
everything's so small that you can barely grab it. Like, literally, like the little bottles, I had to like cut out the labels and like glue it. The little plants, literally, tenía la macetita, la plantita, and I had to put it together.
Oh my gosh. So it was not as relaxing as we thought it was going to be.
I mean, it is, but it's not something. I mean, it took me a week. Remember that girl that was doing it at the coffee shop?
I don't know how she was doing it there.
Like, how? Like, was she gonna finish it? Or maybe she's already an expert because Donald
Maybe.
actually bought a Lego and I was already kind of like halfway through mine. And he's like, okay, we could do it together. You do yours and I'll do my Lego. And I was like, okay. And he finished before me. And
I
like,
know what I'm getting Donald for his birthday.
And I was like, how are you done? And I'm not done. But I think it's because I had to put everything together, like the labels, the walls, the
Yeah.
chairs, like everything. But it was good.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, where do you have it right now?
It's still on the table.
Oh, okay.
But you
Yeah.
know what? You even need to do the wiring for the little light. Like everything.
You're not an electrician. Oh my
I
gosh.
told Donald to do that. I was like, I don't want to get electrocuted.
With the thing. Well, that was fun. I enjoyed. I'll go back and look at your Snapchats, but it looked like you were having fun and it looks really good now that it's finished.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you for being patient with us and for still being here with us on this journey of the podcast. We definitely appreciate you guys whenever you do a little poll that we post or you like our posts from Instagram. We're going to be more active on Facebook. I haven't really gone into it as much as I thought I would. So please go ahead and follow us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod. And to our Instagrams, I'm at Toners.
And I'm at sh I'm at Shootix. I really enjoy when you all let us know, like, oh, you all made my day, or I couldn't stop laughing. We are in no way comedians, but
But
I'm
maybe.
glad that we're able to bring a little smile into your day.
Keep listening and please share us with somebody that hasn't listened to the podcast yet. That would really, really help us to grow and reach a bigger audience. So let's dive right in to this week's episode. Are you ready for it? Dun, dun, dun.
That
That
was
was like a
giving Game of
transition.
Thrones.
Actually.
Or
So, I was actually singing the Are You Ready for It Taylor Swift song.
oh
Also, I'm an Awala boy now.
I like it. How do you like it?
I like it. It kept my water cool during the trip.
Yeah, I think those work better than the Stanleys with the ice.
Yeah. So, Awala, if you're listening and you want to sponsor the potty,
Where's
hit us
Awala
up.
from? It's giving Australian.
Right, Awala? I don't know. I didn't do my research before I bought it. I should have. Okay.
Did you check if it had
Oh, sorry.
lead?
I did, and it says no lead, BPA free, hand wash recommended, not for use without liquids. But anyway, we're going off topic.
Wait, I want to tell you
So,
something real quick about the Awalas.
tell me.
You know what people are doing? People are going, you know how like they all have different colors. Well, yours is pretty neutral, like, but you know, usually like the bottle is like red and then the top is another color. Well, people are actually going into stores and swapping the top and taking another color. It's like
So,
you're like, I'm already bored with the
yeah.
whole white. I'm gonna go and like swap it.
Oh, like a used one?
Yes.
No.
But
People probably
anyways,
do it.
yeah.
So, guess who has entered the Blake Lively Justin Baldoni chat?
Tell us.
Taylor Swift. There's a lot of chatter online about the Blake and Justin case, right? So I saw a video online that Taylor's legal team might have leaked a very important piece of information to Justin Baldoni's legal team. So follow me. We all know the drama about Blake asks Taylor to release a statement in support of her, and Taylor says no. So allegedly what's going on is that in the behind the scenes, so Blake's legal team goes to Taylor's legal team and says, if she does not release a statement, then we will release text messages between Taylor and Blake. This is all allegedly. Supposedly, this is what's going on behind the scenes. And I did see like something on I think it was on ET, where they were saying about how the friendship was a little broken now because of all the drama and how Taylor was brought into the whole situation. And Taylor's legal team is saying that Taylor never talked about anything with Blake Lively regarding the movie. She gave the okay for them to use just one song, and that was pretty much it. Everybody is on pins and needles because of this whole drama that now is involving Taylor. So there's a scene in I guess one of the episodes of the new season where they play the song Look What You Made Me Do, and people online are saying it's a Taylor's version of Reputation.
Oh my God. Last time I read about the whole Taylor's version, I'm like, why are there so many Taylor versions?
So I actually have the response here. The Look What You Made Me Do, Taylor's version, allegedly was used in the latest episode from The Handmaid's Tale, fueling speculations that Reputation, Taylor's version, is coming soon. And it makes it more interesting and adds fuel to the fire that people notice. So I'll show you the video. In minute two, you see someone walk off a truck, and people online are saying that it's Taylor in the show, and that it's Taylor walking, and that's just, at the same time, it's the songs playing in the background.
Oh, she's even walking like her.
I know, that's what they're using that video. Like, so yeah, people are saying that Taylor Swift is releasing Reputation, Taylor's version, coming soon. On other news, Taylor Swift related, the New York Post reports that Taylor has a chance to buy back the original recordings of her first six albums. So remember, someone sold Taylor's original six albums. So that's why she's re-recording all her six albums so she can own the Taylor's version.
Yeah.
So now there's an opportunity for her to buy them back. Guess how much? For how much she can buy them back.
All of them?
She has six that she doesn't own right now. Just
a
give
million?
Me an estimate. If she decides to buy back her masters, the price tag would be in the ballpark of $600 million to $1 billion.
I'm like...
Yeah. So I don't know if she's going to do it or not. This was reported by the New York Post. But yeah, I'm here. I'm waiting for Reputation, Taylor's version. I can't wait for that one. I think Reputation is one of my favorites from Taylor.
But I don't get how someone bought them if she's recorded them.
There's this guy named Scooter Braun. In 2019, he bought the master's recording of her first six albums for $300 million. But I don't know how he got a hold of them. I guess went behind her back and just like sold them without telling her anything. I don't know. I don't know if that's legal. So yeah, that's what we have for Taylor Swift. She's been added to the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni drama. She will be releasing Reputation, Taylor's version, very soon. And I want you to see that episode from season two so you can be shocked.
Of all this, what I think is that Blake should not be putting Taylor into this. Like, what would you do if you were to tell me, like, no, I don't want to be part of it, then I would just leave you out, you know? Like
there's no point of you releasing, like, all of our texts that we have on our phone since I don't know when. Like, there's nothing there, you know what I mean?
Well, maybe there's something. I want to see what those texts are. You know, I used to like Blake Lively. Now I'm just like, she kind of looks like a toxic friend.
Yeah, I used to like her too, like in Gossip Girl.
Yeah.
And now she's really giving like Gossip Girl vibes, right? Like, I was like, how are you blackmailing someone? And I was like, well, she did play Serena in Gossip Girl, so.
I don't know, but. Did you know that Taylor is the godmother to her children?
To one of them.
I know they have court on March of 2026. We will keep you updated.
You know who just earned a law degree?
Miss Kimmy K. Miss Kimmy.
Kim K herself. Kim Kardashian celebrates finally earning a law degree after 6 years. I don't know, like it seems like it took forever, but I'm sure it's like really hard. It says here that 6 years ago, Kim Kardashian walked into this program with nothing but a fierce desire to fight for justice. No law school lectures, no ivory tower shortcuts, just determination, her mentor said. The mentor goes on to say that Kim Kardashian dedicated 18 hours a week for 48 weeks a year for 6 straight years. Thinking about this, like, how does she do all this? Like, she runs Skims, she does the show, she has a lot of other stuff.
And she's a mother.
When does she sleep? When does she eat? When does she just, like, not do anything? And we can't record an episode?
That's just a great example of if you wanted to, you would. And she wanted to, so she did it. I know. And we're like over here struggling to record one episode.
So I guess
But
next time, like, I don't care if we're like we need to record at 9:30 p.m. We're gonna do that.
in our defense, I'm pretty sure, like, when I get home, I still have to make my dinner. She probably has everything done for her. Like, she can be studying. She probably has nannies who take care of her kids. She has a chef that makes her meals. I'm pretty sure she has all these people running Skims. So that's my defense. We don't have all that.
So it says here that she studied a total of 5,184 hours of legal study. She had a graduation ceremony at, I guess, her house, like, over the top event, like everybody dressed and flowers and everything. Good for her, she graduated, but I just feel like these events are over the top.
I was just gonna ask you, do you think like you would go over the top like that? Like they do this for everything, like Easter, Halloween, Christmas. They have like these huge table setups. And do you think you
Yeah.
would do all that if you were a millionaire like that? I think I
I don't
would.
know. I don't know. Like I do like parties. I do like throwing like a birthday party and stuff like that. But yeah, maybe I would I mean I would throw something big but not like over the top.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think I would. I think I would be very extra. I don't know. So talking about Kim, have you seen the new Pierce nipple bra that Skims came out with?
Like you could see
So
the outline.
it has a nipple, but it has a piercing on the nipple. And this bra is like $74. Like, first of all, like me, I guess I'm more conservative. I don't like to show my nipples, you know? Like, and if I had them pierced, oh my God, I would probably even like, no, like I would want them covered, you know? That's just for private sessions.
Cutting that out.
I saw that someone, a little life hack if you don't want to spend $74, you could just put a piercing on a padded bra and wear
And just wear that thing out.
I mean, I did see some comments that, you know, like when girls or women that have breast cancer, some of them lose their nipples. I mean, that would be good for them because
Yeah, well, they could just buy the one that's like only the
that has the
nipple, but
only
this one,
nipple.
yeah, this has it's called the Pierced Nipple Push-Up Bra. It goes for $74. I'm on the Skims website. And actually, the color clay, which is the lightest of the tones, it's already sold out.
I don't think I would buy that. Maybe I should do a
Yeah, no.
joke on, I should do a joke and like buy it and just like wear like a white t-shirt and like come out and Donald just like pretend like nothing.
And he'll be like, "Oh my gosh, finally you did it. I've been waiting for
Oh
you to pierce
my
your nipples." And then you're like, "No, I
God.
actually didn't."
Oh, what a time to be alive. By the way, guys, we do have a discount code for Skims.
I was like, what? By the way, surprise! Discount code Yudi and Tony on the checkout.
But another congratulations to someone that just entered the billionaire club, Miss Bieber, at 28 years old, has become or will enter the billionaire club. Did you know she sold her brand Road to Elf, which includes 800 million in cash and stock and 200 million
Wow.
based on future growth of the brand within a 3-year frame?
Wow, that's really good for her. Congratulations. I mean, honestly, I feel like that's what you want to do whenever you have like a big brand. Because if it were like you sold it already, so it's technically not yours, but you still have like, I guess she still has like some sort of input in it, right?
I think she stated she's going to be the chief creative office and she's going to be the advisor to Elf Beauty. So she's still going to be somewhat
Involved.
involved in it.
I mean, like I was saying, I feel like that's what you want to do. You build a company up and get it to a point where it's like, yeah, it's very profitable and it has like consumers are buying it and all that stuff. And then when it's like high, like that it's still making money and stuff like that, you want to sell. But for $1 billion, I didn't know that road was like that good or like people were buying it.
It actually is like, I don't know if you've seen, like, she has, I think it's like a case and it has like a little space for the lip gloss or whatever, lip balm. Like, I've gone into the website to get one just to see, like, because everyone like talks about it, but it's always sold out.
Yeah, my sister, she waited a long time for it. Every time she would go in, she would see it was sold out. And one time she was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm gonna buy it. There's some available." So she bought it and she likes it, I
Yeah.
guess.
Yeah, I know that also she'll do like little pop-ups and there's always like lines. A lot of people hate on her so much, I feel. And I don't know, I just feel like people are so hateful towards her.
I feel like they've always been mean towards Haley since
Because
like
of
the whole
Selena?
Justin Selena. And I was actually gonna add fuel to the fire right now because I was like, because like honestly, like Selena, everything she does, Haley does too. Like for example, Selena had Rare Beauty, and then Haley was like, "I'll do Road Skin by
Road.
Hailey Bieber." Like it's fine. Like I get it. Like everybody has a makeup line these days or like skincare and stuff, but she always gets a lot of hate. And wasn't it like recently when they were speculating that Justin and Haley were getting a like divorce and stuff like that? Like this girl cannot catch a break.
I guess that's the thing about being famous. It's like, I don't know. I feel like there's always just rumors about everyone. Fun fact, did you know where the name Road came from?
I really can't remember.
Road is Haley's middle name.
But yeah, Haley, congratulations on your 1 billion. Welcome to the billionaire club. Not that I'm a part of it, but congratulations to you.
Soon to be, soon to be.
So one person that's not part of the 1 billion club for sure is this guy that liquidated his 401k and quit his job to buy a sailboat to journey all around the world with his cat. Did you see this on the news?
I saw it because you mentioned it.
So the guy's name is Oliver and he's from Oregon. I saw him on the news on, I think it was CNN with Anderson Cooper, and he was interviewed. He was on his sailboat actually, and he was on his way to Hawaii. And it says here, Oliver Widger, who has amassed 1 million followers on Instagram since he began documenting his journey online, spoke exclusively to the Associated Press via Zoom on Wednesday about what inspired him. His decision to quit his job with no money and no plan. And he had already a $10,000 debt.
Do we know how much was on his 401k?
We do not. We do not know what he had on his 401k, but like he's honestly like our age, I want to say, a little bit younger. And you know what you have in your 401k. I know what I have on my retirement one, but like right now at this moment in time, I can't retire because I don't have enough money. You know what I mean? So I'm assuming that he doesn't have a lot. I don't know. He says that the world kind of sucks and like I don't think I'm alone in how I feel with work. He's 29 years old, actually. It says here that you can be making $150,000 a year and you still feel like you're just making ends meet, you know? And I think people are just tired of that and working really hard for nothing and a way and want a way out. So I guess he's saying like people are just like tired of like not getting anywhere. So he's like, you know what? I'm gonna crash my 401k and buy a sailboat. He is currently en route to Hawaii. His only passenger is his cat Phoenix.
It says that so he was 24 days on sea to get to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's what I don't think I could be in a it's like a small little boat. I don't think I could be in there for 24 days. How does he even know where to go? Like, how do you know? Does he have a map or like?
I guess using like map and like his like a compass.
And he was like diagnosed with like risk of paralysis, right? That's why he's doing this.
Really, I didn't know
Yes,
that.
that's what it says, that it followed with a diagnosis 4 years ago with a syndrome that carried a risk of paralysis and made him realize he disliked his job.
It says here that he worked a corporate job at a tire shop, and it says here he hated this life. He previously said in a selfie video from his car that he was gonna buy a sailboat and that he's gonna sail around the world for the rest of his life until he dies.
I mean, good for him. He's doing what he's always wanted.
Have you ever like thought about quitting your job and doing something similar? Not saving the world, but like quitting your job and just like.
Like not work or like just, I mean, I don't think I've thought about like just quitting and moving and just take it day by day.
Yeah.
But when I was single, I feel like I did think a lot of like just moving to like, I actually wanted to move to like upstate New York. But then, I mean, I was literally gonna be over there alone. I don't know. I don't think I would do that now, obviously, because Donald and stuff, but, and with my family.
Yeah, I remember whenever I was doing like the express thing, like the content creation and like traveling and doing all that stuff. I was like, well, I think that proved me wrong. I was like, well, start doing like a whole social media thing, like ending with express and doing my own thing so with social media. But honestly, there's a lot of like content creators are out there with like the same type of things, like okay, clothing and stuff like that. I feel like there has to be something different for you to stand out. And also, I think it does matter where you live. For example, if I was like in New York, there's more like you can collaborate with more people that are already in there that you can, like, hey, can you help me out with this? And they can get you brand deals and stuff like that.
Do you think, like, you know how a lot, we're just going off topic here, but like, if you were to become like an influencer that makes a lot of money, do you think you would quit your? I see a lot of influencers just quitting their 9 to 5 or their jobs. But then I also see the influencers that still keep their jobs because they're like, we never know when social media is gonna come to an end and what's gonna happen.
I feel like it's hard because I mean you can have like your 9 to 5 and do a social media on the side, but it is a lot of work too. You have to record one. And you have to look good while you're recording. Like you can't look tired. You have to like put up and like seriously, you have to like act. Three, you have to edit all those videos. You have to come up with captions. You have to, I mean, it's a whole like okay, research kind of thing and work. It is a lot of work, but I think it's fun and it's sometimes it can be rewarding. But yeah, I think I would keep my 9 to 5 as long as I could. See, remember when TikTok was closing? People that had only TikTok, like that was their main income. They were like, oh shit, what are we gonna do now? So I feel like yeah, you need to keep your 9 to 5 because you never know. So until you guys don't like make this podcast go big, we can't quit.
The pressure is on. Even if we only had one listener, we would still record for that one person because you know, and we know that you will be there waiting every Monday. Not every Monday, but you know.
So at least like this guy doesn't have to deal with like all the corporate lingo that goes into in your job. Do you do emails in your job? Like, do you receive emails from work or do you send out emails? Or not
Yes,
really?
I send a lot of emails. I receive a lot of emails. Now that Teams is a thing,
Oh my gosh, Teams.
like Teams gets overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little annoying with all these sayings that the corporate world has to offer.
A lot of lingo, a lot of corporate lingo. Actually, I'm on a Teams super chat. That's what they call it, a group super chat. And I'm sorry, but it's muted. Sometimes they message during the weekends. I don't work weekends, right? So it's 5 and I'm not gonna look at your message. I mean, I'll see it at 8 in the morning the next day, but if it's like I don't work after 5. But yeah, there's like corporate lingo that goes on that I just like whenever I read it, I'm like rolling my eyes. For example, I hope this email finds you well. Like,
Especially if
how
it's a
do,
Monday.
but I, yeah, I don't like the I hope this email finds you well because obviously it doesn't.
First of
Like,
all,
it's.
the email is not a person. How is an email gonna find me well?
Or like I usually whenever I send an email and it's like the first in the morning, like I'll do like a little joke like, hey, good morning, Yudi. I hope you're drinking your coffee or like I hope your coffee tastes good this morning or whatever, something like that. And then I'll start with my email.
One of the ones I have is it's when they say, like, at the end of a meeting, they're like, okay, we'll give you your day back. Or, like, if the meeting ended like 10 minutes before, it's like, okay, well, we're gonna give you 10 minutes every day. But it's like, well, this call or meeting could have been an email. You could have given me my whole time. Like, I don't know. I just think, like, I mean, if they have to have like a backlog, well, then they can show that they can CC whoever they need to show on the email. What else do you have?
Low-hanging fruit. Do you know what that means?
No. I saw that
So
one, but
low.
I didn't really read into it though.
So low-hanging fruit is like, okay, it's a very easy task to accomplish. Like I'm asking for the bare minimum. It's a low-hanging fruit. For example, you. Let's close out 10 accounts at the end of the day. It's a low-hanging fruit for you guys. It's like, no, guys, you come and do it to see if it's that easy.
Yeah. The next one I have is let's circle back on this later. Like,
How about
why?
no? How
How
about
about
no? How
no?
about not? How about not circling back ever?
Or why later? I don't like when people say later. Like, I'm very like, I need to know a time and a day that we're gonna circle back on this. Do not tell me later. I don't know, but yeah, that's one that I'm like, why? Why do we have to do this later? Let's do it now.
And
You
I'm like,
know,
when?
right now that you're talking about, like when you're in a meeting and stuff, and like, let's say someone's talking or whatever, and then someone says, I'm gonna piggyback on that. That's so
Oh, I
annoying.
hate it. I hate it. Piggybacking on Tony's idea, I'm like,
You get your
no,
own
that it's,
idea,
yeah, no, don't
ma'am.
piggyback on mine. Go get your own idea, and then everybody jumps on board on that one.
Oh my God, I'm gonna be fired after this episode.
I know, imagine. Gentle reminder.
I hate it's actually not a gentle reminder because I'm reading it like this is a gentle reminder, like I don't know.
Do you read the emails like in a certain tone in your mind, and that's what
Yeah.
gets you like, ugh.
Fueled up,
Yeah.
fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read my emails like that. Oh my God, I'm Never mind, cut this.
But I don't like the gentle reminder.
You don't need to add gentle to that email. Just say, hey, a reminder.
Yep. Yes, I agree.
Well, but you know what? I know we're like all not complaining, but at least we're like working indoors in the AC and we're not out in the 100 degree weather. How many people are? So
Yeah, no, I agree. We should be, I mean, I'm thankful
we're
for it.
grateful
I'm
and
thankful
thankful.
we have a job, so
After we bash
after we dropped it on the potty.
Oh my God. So you know who is also on a US tour right now?
Who?
Take a guess.
Someone scary. It sounds like someone scary. Is it Taylor Swift? Reputation
No.
era?
Oh my God. This is actually an announcement of their rotation. No, it's
Who?
Annabelle. So Annabelle is doing a US tour. So you know she so as the Warren said that this doll should not be moved because obviously she's evil. She's real. I don't know if any of you knew that Annabelle is real, but she does not look like the actual Annabelle. She's like a Raggedy Ann doll. Have you seen her? Don't stare at her for so long. I don't want her evil presence to go into
Oh my gosh,
you.
that's
They say that
scary.
if you see her, like if you stare at her in the eyes, like she could possess you or something. Anyways,
Oh my
but
gosh.
yes, she's going on a US tour. She's part of the traveling exhibition called Devils on the Run. And this is to raise money for a new location of the museum. The thing is that she went to Louisiana, and of course, everyone is not happy about her being moved around. I agree with this. I don't know why this doll is being moved, if it was warned to not move or touch her, or anything like that. I mean, they aren't really touching her because they're moving her in that little house. So yeah, after Louisiana, when she left, So they're connecting her to that plantation that caught fire. And then days later, 10 inmates escaped from the jail in Louisiana.
So they're
So,
blaming all these events on her, on
I
her
mean,
presence.
people are saying that. I mean, we don't really know. So then after that, she went to San Antonio. And there's this video creator called Christopher. He made a video saying that Annabelle was missing, that she vanished from her way, that they were taking her to Chicago and that she was lost.
Like she was lost from the whole box where they carry her, or like
Yeah,
just
like
the doll?
that she escaped the doll.
Oh my gosh.
This went viral and people are like commenting like how they shouldn't have kept her out or like moved her or anything like that. But then so I guess Ryan, he's like the new caretaker of this doll. So he went on and posted a video and supposedly she's back in Connecticut and he like recorded a live, or I don't know if it was a reel, and he's like, no, those rumors are not true. Annabelle is here and she's in her, I guess, her little wood glass house. But a lot of people are saying like that video that he posted, they don't think that's the real Annabelle, that she really is missing. They're just trying to calm down the public and saying, okay, she's here.
So I'm reading right now, right here. It's from the New York Post. It says, Annabelle is missing. No, sorry. Annabelle went missing from San Antonio tour. Turns out she's been in Texas all along. She is in San Marcos, Texas,
Shut
as we speak,
up.
looking for this girl named Yudi.
I was really invested and I was like, wait, what? This is news to me.
My gosh.
Oh my God. Don't scare me.
Something in your closet is moving.
Shut up! I'm by myself.
Chaqueta se está moviendo, de
Ya
atrás está mo
cállate.
Love this for you. Can't wait for our Halloween episode.
You're like, karma is my boyfriend. Karma is.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is the guy on the Chiefs. My
Ay,
goodness.
no, ya no quiero hablar de esto. Oh my God. What do you think about this? The Warrens had said that anyone who has touched her or made fun of her have experienced like near death events, like car accidents and even death. Do you believe in this? Or are you more like, I don't really believe, but I don't wanna have nothing to do with it either. 'Cause there was lines on these exhibits. There was lines they sold out to see this doll. I don't think I would go.
I don't want to say I don't believe in that, but I don't want to like have anything to do with that. I like watching the movies, but I'm not going to be in line to go see anything that's been possessed or things like that.
You know, when I was younger, one of my best friends, her mom would collect those dolls, like the porcelain dolls. Like she had them like on her, not kitchen, her dining room. She had the dining table and then she had like a whole wall full of those dolls. And her house was like those type of houses that when you go upstairs, like the stairs
What
crack.
creek?
It was a little bit scary, especially like at night. Like I would stay over sometimes. And going to the restroom, like you have to pass through the dining room, and like all the dolls are kind of just standing there, like looking at you.
Following you with that.
I
Imagine like
know
you
that's
looked
so
at one and it followed
scary.
you through the to the with the eyes like
I know. Why did you tell me? Now I'm just looking at my back.
You should go to work now. But yeah, no, Annabelle, I mean, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, like for example, that they're saying like she's not in Connecticut and she's really in reality missing. But like, I don't think that. Like, hopefully she's in Connecticut where she's supposed to be. And
We'll follow up if anything else comes up.
imagine you go into your car right now and she's sitting in your back seat.
Shut.
Well, speaking of
I'm gonna Uber to
Annabelle,
work.
and it's Annabelle driving.
Oh, hell no. Cállate, Andre. It says that we shouldn't
No.
be making fun of her.
Oh my gosh. Dude, wait. So before our Big Bend trip, we were looking into Airbnbs, right? There was this really cute Airbnb. It was like really modern looking and everything, but it was like in the middle of nowhere. Oh my gosh, the door was giving the strangers, you know? And I made a joke about imagine if like they
They
knock on
start
the door
knocking.
and they're like, "Is Tamara home?" Dude, guess what the name of the host was? Tamara.
Tamara.
Yes,
Oh my God.
I was like, "We're not staying here."
Yeah, Annabelle, I just hope she's somewhere where she should be, not in my home or in my car.
Well, keeping up with the Conjuring topics, did you see the Conjuring trailer? The Conjuring Last Rites?
Yeah. Is that supposed to be the last movie?
Yes, it's supposed to be the last movie of the Conjuring series. So this movie comes out in September 5th. So this movie is inspired by the real life cases files of paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. This time, it follows the 1986 Smurl case, a family who was tormented by a demon for more than a decade. So this is the last case that they worked on before they were like, you know what, we're done with this. I would have been done a long time ago
I
before
know, I would
this.
have been done by the first one. It says that this is
Yeah.
their darkest chapter. Did you know that The Nun 3 is coming out or being released in 2025?
I didn't know that. When is that coming out?
I don't know, it
Like
doesn't
it.
say. It says there's no specific date, but it's expected to be released in 2025. Talking about scary movies and stuff, there's gonna be an It series on HBO this fall.
I
It's
saw that.
called It Welcome to Derry or something like that. I think it's gonna be like a prequel to It, and it's gonna talk about the origins of Pennywise and the events leading to the first It film.
I saw the trailer and it looks really good. Did you see the trailer? Did you see the faces of the people whenever they
They
were
go
like,
like they were reminding me of Smile, kind of, but then it's like, oh yeah. You know who's
yeah,
really good at making the Hey, Georgie? Donald is really good at it.
the last movie that I wanted to talk about, we've talked about it all throughout I think since we opened with the podcast, but I Know What You Did Last Summer is it's coming out July 18th. So it's going to be the same premise, like the same plot of like the original movies. There's going to be a car accident. They try and cover up the involvement and they make a pact to keep it a secret. So they're going to be stalked by a mysterious killer. I'm so excited for this movie.
I'm already excited for fall, and I know summer hasn't even started, but.
Dude, I need a vent with you. I remember yesterday I texted you, "Hey, tomorrow I'm have a vent session with you." So yesterday we were
With
at the
us,
gym.
with all of us.
Yes, with all of you guys. I didn't tell her what it was about, but because I wanted to share it here on the pod. So yesterday at the gym, we went to the gym because we're back in our grind.
Sir, what do you mean you're back on your grind? You were on your grind. You were hiking for 5 hours. I would have been that meme that you sent me,
Yes.
Instagram
Dude, that was literally almost me. Like I almost didn't make it all the way to the top because I started like having like an anxiety attack. I was like, "No, I'm
reality.
not going all the way to the top. Like we're already at the top. What more can we see?" And Carson's like, "Well, you want to say you made it to the top or not?" I was like,
I do it for
"So
the
yeah." Anyway, so yesterday we went to the gym to do bicep and tricep workout, and we were using a bench, right? Carson had literally finished using the bench to do like curls, and I had my Owala on it, and I was doing something else, not on the bench, and Carson was not using the bench anymore. I was going to use it after him. So this lady walks up to us, like with an attitude already. She walks up to us and she's like, "Are you using the bench or not?" Like that. "Are you using the bench or not?" And I say, "I'm going to use it next." And the lady was like, "Well, the bench is sitting here with the water bottle on it. And Carson's like, I just finished using it right now. He's going to use it next. And she's like, yeah, but the water bottle's been there for like, I don't know how long. I'm like, yeah, I have the water bottle there and I'm going to use it. And she walks off all mad. She's like, She walks off on her phone. And then there's literally another bench available, like where you do chest press. There's a bench there. And I was like, Carson, we should tell her that there's a bench right there.
Let's see, picándole.
Yeah, and I was like, and we were both like, oh, there's a bench right there available. And she just like doesn't say anything and goes over there. And I was like, whenever she's walking past us, I open my wallet and I'm just like, and I close it and I do this.
Ah, you're like,
No, I put it back on the bench. I was like, it's gonna stay right here.
like,
Like, but like, why do you have to be rude? Like,
just go do something else. I feel like was she just having a bad day, or was she mad that she had to go to the gym, or but why do you have to take it out on other people? Especially if there's another bench. I was just gonna ask, like, is that the only bench? Like, is there not another bench?
so there was two benches at the time. There was one that we were using. Somebody else was using another one, but I guess she hadn't seen the third bench over there because you can move that bench, right? So I guess she hadn't seen that bench. And plus she was already, I think she was already having a bad day because she looked kind of bitchy.
I think I would have said, like, when she was leaving, I'd be like, I hope your day gets better. I think I said that to like a receptionist at a hotel, that she was being really rude.
And what did she say?
She just looked at me like saying F you.
So if you're not having a good day, people, please don't take it out on people that are just trying to work out or trying to have a good day themselves.
I have a quick story too. When people are, and this happens to me a lot, it actually happened to me yesterday. Like, when you're in the restroom and they're all taken and you're waiting, and someone else just comes and goes and checks if there's any open. And it's like, do you not see me standing here? And then that happens a lot to me. And I feel like I don't say anything. I'm just like, I think once I did, when there was one that was actually, it was gonna get open, because when she was checking, the lady came out and she was gonna go in, but I really needed to go. So I was like, excuse me, there's a line. And then she's like, oh, sorry, I didn't see you. How did you not see me? Are you blind? People are rude and they have no manners.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you were that woman yesterday at the gym that made a comment about the bench, do better and be better. Well, guys, this is it for episode 9 of On the Menu podcast. I hope you stuck around to the vent session and you like this episode. And if you did, please go ahead and share it with someone that hasn't listened to the episode so they can be aware that we release every Monday. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us.
Anyways, yes, don't forget to follow us, like, subscribe, turn on your notifications, all that jazz.
So follow us at Instagram. We're on the menu underscore pod. My Instagram is at toners.
And I'm at Shootix.
Until next time, you guys.
Bye.